Ulysses Campbell for Fantastic Forum. Avengers Infinity War Part 1 harkens back to the multi-part comics crossover events that became popular during the 1980s and 90s. These crossover events generally involve many characters, both heroes and villains, in multiple titles, frequently with the central limited series as the anchor book. Some stories included all of Marvel's superheroes. The stories were epic in scope and involved everything from beings with power to shape the universe to invasions from Atlantis or hostile aliens. Usually initiated as a means of boosting sales, the crossovers started as annual events but evolved to where there might be several each year. One of the more well-received and memorable miniseries was The Infinity Gauntlet from 1991. The movie was drawn from that six-part story in which Thanos, the Mad Titan, assembles the Infinity Gems to become a supreme being. Watching Avengers Infinity War felt a lot like reading one of those crossover stories, mainly due to its epic scope and the large number of characters involved. It's no exaggeration to say that the Marvel Cinematic Universe has been building to this through all of their previous movies. The Russo brothers, Anthony and Joe, co-directed, and they've managed to keep things fairly cohesive in a lengthy, complicated feature involving a whole bunch of characters. Also deserving of tremendous credit are screenwriters Christopher Marcus and Stephen McFeely for their script that gives all the actors some screen time and develops and then keeps the story moving along. I can't stress enough the truly epic nature of this endeavor. Marvel is attempting something that has never been done before, to establish a single universe across a dozen years and 18 movies is unprecedented, and Marvel has excelled in establishing their characters as pop culture icons. In fact, what allows this story to be told is that it's built on the foundation of all the movies that came before. Audiences are already familiar with the likes of The Avengers, Guardians of the Galaxy, Doctor Strange, and Spider-Man, as well as their supporting players. This movie would have been a jumbled mess, but for the well-established history of the Marvel Cinematic Universe and the fact that the producers adhere to it. But for all the familiarity, this movie still seems fresh. We get to see further development on the part of the characters, at least partially because some are meeting for the first time. And there are real stakes in this movie. Circumstances are so desperate that even the continued survival of the characters cannot be taken for granted. But for all the drama, there's action, humor, and even romance. All the performers are outstanding. Most have had time to settle into their characters to the point where they have to feel as if they're old friends. Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, and Chris Hemsworth are particularly worthy of note. Pretty much everyone who has ever appeared in a Marvel movie is in this one. Everyone is outstanding. Scarlett Johansson, Mark Ruffalo, Benedict Cumberbatch, Chris Pratt, Zoe Saldana, Dave Bautista, Tom Holland, Paul Bettany, Elizabeth Olsen, Chadwick Boseman, Anthony Mackie, Don Cheadle, Gwyneth Paltrow, Benedict Wong, Idris Elba, Tom Hiddleston, Pom Clementeef, Danai Gurira, Sebastian Stan, Karen Gillian. I could go on, but you get the point. Josh Brolin is terrific as main bad guy Thanos. Being familiar with the comics character, I can tell you that there isn't any single more deadly villain in the Marvel Universe. Brolin is a terrific actor, and he brings depth to his performance here. Something I really liked was that the comics creators got some credit in this movie, particularly Jim Starlin, who created Thanos, and he wasn't the only one. And it was nice to see guys like this get some credit for a change. Technically, everything was great. The effects were top shelf, as audiences have come to expect. Composer Alan Silvestri's score was up to his usual standards. With a runtime of 2 hours and 36 minutes, the movie is long, but it's very fast-paced. There's too much action for the movie to lag. It's one action sequence after another. There are a few quiet scenes, but they're the exception. It's rated PG-13 for the action and violence. And there were some parts that were pretty violent, especially a big, all-out action sequence in Wakanda at the climax of the film. But I don't know that it was a whole lot worse than most of the other movies today. You can't have a villain like Thanos who's dedicated to destruction of all life without there being some rough stuff. I was liking it up until the very end. It's a cliffhanger, and I needed some resolution. but I understand that Part 2 is slated for release next May. That lack of resolution really bothered me, though, and it affects my review. I'd have said 3.5 or even 4 stars, but I can't in good conscience give it better than 2.5, based on the way that it ended. But I know everyone will have to see for themselves. I'd be surprised if Marvel wasn't on the way to another major blockbuster with this movie. Ulysses Campbell for Fantastic Forum. Fantastic Forum airs from 4 to 5 p.m. on Saturdays on WERA 96.7 FM in Arlington, Virginia.